Pray about
it. He just knew that there was the image.
就这么多了?
It's just this much.
但是我们回过头去看,
but as we look back,
你看见乃是讲了基督和他的教会,
you see it here, it speaks about the Christ and His church. Because the eternal purpose of God is Christ and His church. This is in His heart that He wants to do.
简单的来说,
simply speaking,
就是这样的一幅图,
this is that picture. But we still have some things that we can't let go.
我们要让主的话, yeah.
Let us allow the Word of God to establish us on a very firm foundation.
所以我们用最后的几分钟,
so we just spend the last minutes.
我们很快地把它说一下,
we will say it quickly.
你知道以西结这个意象啊,
now you know that the vision of Ezekiel was what he saw in the beginning.
到了第十章的时候,
when he comes to chapter 10,
你看见神把他提到耶路撒冷,
you see how God brought him to Jerusalem, he saw it again. He saw it again.
而且他给我们看见那个暗中以色列人的光景,
and he showed us the condition of Israel in secret.
那里告诉我们有25个人,
now it shows us 25 men.
他们站在圣殿美门那个地方,
they were standing near the beautiful gate of the temple.
他们的脸呢, 是不是朝向至圣所, 他们的脸是朝向太阳的,
their face wasn't towards the Holy of Holies, it was towards the sun. And they were worshipping the sun.
你说这怎么可能?
You see, how is that possible? If the glory of God was in the temple,
他们的脸怎么不朝向圣所,
how could their face not be facing the Holy of Holies, but it's towards the sun?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, Ezekiel tells us this.
如果就是外面大环境来说,
outwardly speaking,
你知道说有一天以色列,
you know that one day the people of Israel were exiled to Babylon.
被掳到巴比伦以前,
before they were exiled to Babylon,
尼布加尼撒王来到耶路撒冷,
King Nebuchadnezzar came to Jerusalem.
结果他放火把整个的城烧了,
and then he burned down the whole city.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗? 这就是尼布加尼撒的情形。
Now this is the condition of Nebuchadnezzar.
所以圣殿也就烧掉了。
So that's why the temple was burnt too.
那么你会纳闷,
now you will be confused.
耶路撒冷不是大军,
isn't Jerusalem the city of the great king?
如果这样,
if it's this way, then shouldn't the presence of God be there? But why would not one stone be upon another stone? Why did God allow the whole city to be burnt down? So we have to know the heart of God.
你知道说,
you know that. Now, the temple represents the presence of God.
圣城,
the city of Jerusalem speaks about the testimony of God.
里面有同在,
on the inside there is a presence, on the outside there is a testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see that?
如果这个实际在的话,
if the reality is there, makes the presence of God as his joy. And he always lives under an open heaven. So then God allows what something external to be seen.
圣殿看得见的,
you can see the temple.
圣城看得见的,
you can see the city.
不过这代表什么?
But what does that mean?
一个代表神的同在,
one represents the presence of God.
一个代表神的荣,
one represents the testimony of God.
但是现在问题在这里,
but the problem is this.
你看这个苹果从里头烂起来,
now this apple actually rots from the inside.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你如果读整个的历史书的话,
if you study the historical books,
以色列人为什么被掳?
Why were the people of Israel exiled?
你可以拆解, 你可以很多的解释,
there are many explanations.
但是有一个中心的解释,
but there was a central explanation. It is God's own explanation.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
原因在哪里?
What is the reason?
为什么一块石头不留在一块石头上?
Why is one stone not upon another stone?
只有以西结告诉我们,
only Ezekiel tells us.
原来第一章他所看见神的荣耀,
and what he saw in chapter 1 of the glory of God.
结果他到了耶路撒冷他也看见了,
when he went to Jerusalem he saw it also.
现在他忽然明白过来了,
now he finally understood.
原来四活物就是四个基路伯,
the four living creatures are but the four cherubim. Because he knew the temple very well.
那么好了, 现在到了耶路撒冷,
but now we come to the temple.
结果他看见什么,
so what did he see?
看见神的荣耀, 慢慢地从至圣所就到了门槛,
he saw how the glory of God went from the Holy of Holies to the gate.
到了门槛就升到城中上空去,
and from the gate it ascended into the air.
然后依依不舍地又停留在橄榄山,
and then not wanting to leave, it would still stop again at Mount of Olives.
到了最后, 那个荣耀就升到天上去,
and then lastly, that glory ascended into heaven.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你现在明白吗
Now do you understand?
因着以色列人犯罪的缘
Because Israel, the people of Israel sinned against God
他们暗中得罪神的缘
And because they sinned against God
你看见这不是在普通人眼睛看得见
They sinned against God in secret Not everyone could see
现在以西结借着异象他看见了
Now through vision The vision Ezekiel saw
你看见什么都是好的
As if everything was good
从传道人到所有弟兄姊妹通通是好的
From the preacher to all the brothers and sisters
你看不见
You cannot see it
但是现在以西结看见了
But now Ezekiel saw
弟兄姊妹
Do you see that brothers and sisters?
等到看有二十五人，他脸朝着太阳拜太阳的时候
，But when you see the 25 people that were worshiping the sun，
你看见神的荣耀还能和他们同在
？You see, could the glory of God still be present with them？
神是圣洁的神
，God is a holy God。
人的污秽就逼迫着神的荣耀非离开不可。
And then the sin of man persecuted God so that he could no longer stay。
所以圣经告诉我们说
，So the Bible tells us，
现在神的荣耀离开了。
Now the glory of God left。
不过他依依不舍的离开。
Now it left very hesitantly。
所以你如果读那几章的。
So if you study those few chapters,
你看见神的荣耀是慢慢慢慢离开。
You see how the glory of God slowly departed.
他可以升上去了。
He could ascend.
不，他不能这样做。
He didn't ascend directly.
他结果就停在橄榄山上。
And then he stopped in Mount of Olives.
然后就升到天上。
And then ascended into heaven.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
我们的主是神的荣耀，也是从橄榄山升到天上。
Our Lord Jesus is the glory of God. He also ascended into heaven from Mount of Olives.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见很清楚的。
So you see very clear.
在这里呢，神的荣耀就离开了。
Here the glory of God left.
所以从那个又开始
From that time on,
你读但以理书
you read the book of Daniel,
神就称作天上的神
God was called the God of the heavens
本来是天地的主
Before he was the Lord of heavens and earth
现在变成天上的神
Now he became the God of heaven
神的同在和他的荣耀和他旨意从地上撤退了
The presence of God and his glory left from the earth
结果就升到天上
Then ascended into heaven
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这就是十一章到了十一章
This is chapter 11
你看见神的荣耀走了
You see the glory of God left
如果神的荣耀要离开了。
If the glory of God leaves,
那什么意思
？What does that mean?
那就是这个圣殿房子和所有的房子没有两样。
So that this temple is no different than any other house.
神就让他一块石头不留在一块石头。
So that's why God allowed him to be not one stone to be upon another stone.
神愿让整个的城烧掉。
God allowed the whole city to be burned down.
这样他不会对自己着迷。
So now it will not become obsessed with itself.
错了还不悔改。
Wrong and it will not repent.
错了错的那么厉害还不肯。
To be so wrong and was not willing to repent.
你看见吗
Do you see that?
现在神许可让外面的东西一块石头不留在一块。
Now God allowed the external shell, not one stone to be upon another stone.
这是以西结的 message.
This is the message of Ezekiel.
这十一章前面的。
This is the first 11 chapters.
那为什么以西结有四十八章？
Now why does Ezekiel have 48 chapters?
感谢神。
Thank God.
以西结这本书是讲盼望的书。
Ezekiel is a book of hope.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果你要问圣经里面哪一卷书是讲盼望的
If you want to ask which book is about hope
讲最清楚的
That is clearest
就是以西结书
Is the book of Ezekiel
这什么意思
What does that mean
虽然神的荣耀离开了
Even though the glory of God left
但是以西结有个好消息
But Ezekiel had a good message
什么好消息
What is the good news
有一天神的荣耀要回来
One day the glory of God will return
所以你读到43章的时候
So when you read to chapter 43
神的荣耀果然回来
The glory of God returned
但等一等
But wait a minute
神荣耀回来的时候
When the glory of God returned
那个圣殿不是同一个圣殿
That temple was not the same temple
那个圣殿不是摩利亚山上那个圣殿
That temple is not the temple on Mount Moriah
不是了
No it's not
现在摩利亚山是比橄榄山还有低的
Now the temple mount is actually lower than the Mount of Olives
但是将来的摩利亚山要成为最高的山
But one day the Mount Moriah will become the highest mountain in the area
因为地震的缘故结果板块移动就把它
Because of the reason, because of an earthquake, it will push Mount Moriah to be higher than Mount Olives.
所以圣殿山要超过所有的山
So that the Temple Mount will be higher than all the mountains.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
而且那个广场就比现在不知道大多少了
And that courtyard will be much greater than what it is now.
所以你知道神荣耀回来的时候
So when the glory of God returns,
是回到圣殿
It will return to the temple.
但是不是同一个圣殿
But it's not the same temple.
这什么意思
What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
这就是和以西结的异象有关。
This is much to do with the vision of Ezekiel.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
对于以色列人来说
for the people of Israel,
他们觉得神的荣耀到现在还没有回来
they think that the glory of God has still not returned.
非常简单
it's very simple.
因为他们还等候弥赛亚来
because they're still waiting for the Messiah.
他们相信弥赛亚来的时候
they believe when the Messiah comes,
有个大的地震
there will be a great earthquake.
然后摩利亚山又变成最高的山
and then Mount Moriah will be the highest mountain.
然后那个时候你要看见有一个圣殿从来没有过，就是以西结最后八章所给我们看见那个圣殿
and then there will be a temple. that has never seen, never, people have never seen before in the last eight chapters of Ezekiel.
So that's
why they're waiting for the Messiah to return.
弥赛亚回来, 神的荣耀就回来。
When the Messiah returns, the glory of God will return.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
很稀奇的一件事,
it's very amazing.
你不会觉得, 你非常稀奇,
it's very amazing.
我们没有时间仔细来看,
we don't have time to study it carefully.
但是当你读旧新约的, 当你读圣新约的时候,
but when you study the New Testament,
你记不记得,
do you remember?
约翰怎么说?
What did John say?
他说我们看见了神的荣耀。
We beheld his glory.
乃是神独生子的荣耀。
Glory as the only begotten from the Father.
所以这什么意思?
So what does that mean?
这证明说神的荣耀已经回来。
It means that the glory of God has already returned.
已经在主耶稣身上回来。
Already returned upon the Lord Jesus.
所以他怎么说呢?
What did he say?
你们拆毁这殿, 3天要把它建立起来。
Destroy this temple and I will rebuild it in 3 days.
神的荣耀回到哪里?
Where did the glory of God return?
神的荣耀回到他的圣殿。
He returned to his temple.
所以现在你明白吗?
So now you understand?
很清楚的。
It's very clear.
我们的主来到地上的时候,
when our Lord came to this earth,
神的荣耀已经回来了。
The glory of God already returned.
不光如此,
not only that,
他说看啊,
behold,
这里有一个人比圣殿。
There is someone greater than the temple here.
弟兄姊妹, 这是话什么意思?
What does that mean, brothers?
我们的主如果比圣殿更大,
if our Lord Jesus is greater than the temple,
现在你清楚,
now you are clear.
你明白吗?
Now do you understand?
如果有一个东西比圣殿更大,
if there is something greater than the temple,
那就是以西结后面八章所说的那个大的事,
that it ought to be that great temple spoken of the last eight chapters of Ezekiel.
所以这什么意思?
What does that mean?
你们还在等, 你们还在等神的荣耀回来。
You are still waiting for the glory of God to return.
在这里有一个人比神的殿更大。
But behold, someone greater than the temple is here.
如果你们是读圣经的人,
if you are one who studies the Bible,
你们要知道神的荣耀已经回来。
You know that the glory of God has already returned.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你看得很清楚,
you see very clearly,
在这里明明显显给我们看见,
very clearly does it show us here,
我们的主来的时候,
when our Lord Jesus came,
神的荣耀已经回来。
The glory of God returned.
那么神的荣耀回来还有一个结果。
Now there is one other result of God's glory returning.
你读到第47章的时候,
if you study the chapter 47,
结果你看见整个的磐石裂开了, 因为我们知道整个的这个摩利亚山是盖在一个大的磐石上。
And then the whole rock cleft, because we know Mount Moriah is built upon a whole rock.
结果从摩利亚山那里有一个水泉发出来了。
And then there is actually a stream of water from that
spring,
rock, a spring.
结果那个spring慢慢的就从圣殿里流出来。
And then slowly that spring flowed forth out of the temple.
这就是47章的情形。
This is the condition of chapter 47.
然后慢慢的往外流。
And then flowed outwardly.
它流到门槛。
And then it came to the gate.
这个从来没有这个事。
No one has ever seen something like that.
圣殿是圣殿，活水是活水。
The temple is the temple. The living water is the living water.
圣殿跟活水怎么会在一起?
How could the temple and the living water be together?
如果有一天圣殿里面有活水了,
if one day the temple has living water,
这证明什么?
What does that prove?
神的荣耀回来了。
It proves that the glory of God has returned.
你看见吗?
Do you see that?
只有神荣耀回来的时候,
only when the Lord, glory of God returns,
圣殿不光是让人感觉到神的同在,
the temple not only allows people to sense the presence of God,
圣殿不光让人来到神的面前,
not only the temple allows us to come before the presence of God,
圣殿也告诉我们说,
the temple also tells us,
生命的活水要流到人中间去,
the living water is going to flow forth amongst men,
就跟那个水往东流,
and then that water will flow east.
你量一量,
and then you measure a little bit longer,
再量量,
and it's a little higher. Measure a little bit more distance, a little bit higher. And it becomes a river. Flowing all the way to where? To the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is a dead sea. Doesn't have life, but then it becomes like the Galilee.
亲爱的弟兄,
full of life.
你看见吗?
Brothers and sisters, you see that? This proves that the glory of God returned. The glory of God returned, and then the Dead Sea becomes the Galilee.
现在你懂吗?
Now you understand?
在圣经里面,
in the Bible,
加利利是个不,没有名,是个不见经传的地方。
Galilee is a place where it's not very famous at all.
但主耶稣拣选了加利利,
but the Lord Jesus chose Galilee.
为什么拣选加利利?
Why did he choose Galilee?
四福音都跟加利利发生关系。
The four Gospels has much to do with Galilee.
到处都是鱼, 到处都是生命,
because it's full of life, full of fish.
我们主的目的是什么?
The purpose of our Lord is what?
要把死海变成加利利海,
is to make the Dead Sea into the Galilee.
所以他受浸的地方就是靠近死海。
So that's why where he was baptized was close to the Dead Sea.
开始地方就是死海,
the start of his work began from the Dead Sea.
他的目的是什么?
What is his purpose?
目的就是神的荣耀来的时候,
is that when the glory of God comes,
你怎么知道荣耀来了?
How do you know the glory came?
你看见死海变成加利利海,
you see when the Dead Sea becomes a Galilee,
到处都是大鱼,
full of the fishermen.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你懂吗?
Do you understand?
这个很清楚, 很清楚的。
This is very clear, very clear.
那么有一次,
One time,
你记得是祝棚节的时候,
during the Feast of Booths,
主耶稣就站起来大声说,
our Lord Jesus stood up and proclaimed loudly.
那天呢,
that day, they had to do two things.
第一件事情,
the first thing they wanted to do,
就是他们一定要到希洛亚池子去拿水来,
they would go to the pool of Siloam to collect water. And they would pour the water near the altar.
还有呢,
not only that, they would do another thing. These people, they have to go to the beautiful gate.
他们的脸不是朝向太阳, 他是背向太阳,
and their faces, their backs are towards the sun.
他们脸朝向什么, 朝向圣殿,
their faces towards the temple.
他们有一个祷告,
they had a prayer.
他是我们的祖先,
said our forefathers.
脸朝着太阳, 拜太阳,
their face were towards the sun and they worshiped the sun. What does that mean?
是以西结的故事,
it's the story of Ezekiel.
弟兄弟你懂吗?
Now you understand?
是以西结的故事,
it's the story of Ezekiel.
所以他们
So they face towards the sun.
我们背向太阳,
our backs are towards the sun.
弟兄姊妹, 做了这两件事,
they did these two things.
所以这什么意思?
What does that mean?
这两件事都叫你想起以西结。
These two things remind you of Ezekiel.
圣殿里面有水了,
now the temple has water.
现在有人脸不是向着太阳, 乃是向着圣殿。
Now there are people that their face is not towards the sun, but towards the temple.
证明什么?
What does it prove?
证明他们巴不得神的荣耀赶快回来。
Their longing is that the glory of God will return soon.
每年祝棚节, 他们都希望他们的
Every year during the Feast of Booths, they would ask their Messiah to return. The Messiah has not returned.
就在这个时候,
at this point,
主耶稣对着这一班人,
the Lord Jesus spoke to these people.
他们渴啊,
they were thirsty.
为什么渴?
Why were they thirsty?
去十年前没有回来,
10 years ago, he didn't return.
5 年前又没有回来,
5 years ago, he didn't return.
他们越来越渴了,
they were so thirsty.
你看世界越来越黑暗,
the world has become darker and darker. Messiah has not returned.
他们真是饥渴啊,
they were so thirsty.
这个时候主耶稣站起来,
this time, the Lord Jesus stood up.
高声地说,
he proclaimed loudly,
人若渴了,
if man is thirsty,
可以到我这里来喝,
they can come to me.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see that?
他怎么说呢?
What did he say?
信我的人,
he who believes in me,
要从他的腹中流出活水的江河来,
shall flow forth from his innermost being waters of living, streams of living water.
你们不是想到以西结47章吗?
Didn't you think about Ezekiel 47?
你们不是看见那个水从圣殿里面流出来吗?
Didn't you see how the water come forth from the temple?
现在你要记得,
now you have to remember,
你们等候的荣耀的, 神的荣耀已经回来,
the glory that you are waiting for has already returned.
站在你面前的就是神的荣耀,
he who stands before you is the glory of God.
站在神面前, 站在你们面前的就是神活动的宝座,
he who stands before you is that moving throne.
站在你们面前的就是以西结所看见的,
he who is before you is what Ezekiel saw.
人若渴了,
if you're thirsty,
可以到我这里来喝,
can come to me to drink.
你看因为我们的主回来,
because our Lord Jesus returned.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brother and sister,
他的磐石为我们裂开,
he was that rock that was cut for us.
等到今天活水流出来,
when the living water comes forth,
流到这世界的死海,
when it flows forth into the dead sea of this world,
你看是不是通通活过来了?
Is it that everything comes alive?
弟兄姊妹, 我们是真的,
brother and sisters, we are true.
我们本来是死海一样,
we are just like the dead sea before,
结果我们都活过来了,
but now we have become alive.
你看这不证明神的荣耀已经回来了吗?
Doesn't that prove that the glory of God has returned?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
现在主怎么说呢?
Now what does the Lord say?
你看看他们,
but behold, look at them.
只要信我的人,
those who believe in me,
从他的最深处,
from his innermost being,
流出活水来,
shall flow forth waters of living water.
你们看见水从圣殿流出来,
you see how the water comes forth from the temple.
这是你们这天所做的,
this is what you've done today.
但是我告诉你们,
but let me tell you today,
他们就是神的殿,
they are the temple of God.
弟兄姊妹,
you see that?
不管我们的主是神的殿,
not just our Lord is the temple of God,
他是那个活动的宝座,
he is that moving throne.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这些人,
these people,
也是神的殿,
they are also the temple of God.
主升天以后,
after our Lord ascended,
他们就是那个活动的宝座,
they are that moving throne.
从他们的深处,
from their innermost being,
流出活水的江河,
will flow forth waters of living water.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗?
Now do you understand?
这里很清楚给我们看见,
do you see that here?
你明白吗?
You see it?
很清楚的,
it's very clear.
现在, 这个水是流到哪里?
Where does this water flow?
流到死海的,
flows to the Dead Sea.
如果你读, 如果你读这个, 这个盖撒利亚, 如果你读盖撒利亚的预言的话,
so if you study the prophecy of Caesar,
那个水是两个方向流的,
that water goes towards two directions.
一个往东是往死海去,
on the one hand going to the east of the Dead Sea,
一个往西是往地中海,
on the other hand goes to the west of the Mediterranean.
耶路撒冷从来没有过河的,
Jerusalem has never had a river.
现在有一条河,
now there is a river.
这条河是神的神欢喜,
This river causes God to rejoice.
弟兄姊妹, brothers, 对犹太人来讲,
for the Jewish people,
他们一直等到有一天,
they're waiting for one day for the glory of God to return. The Lord Jesus, you don't have to wait.
他就是神的人,
he is the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
他站在这里,
he stood upon this ground. He brought heaven here. He brought the glory of God here.
感谢神,
thank God.
不光如此,
not only that,
所有信他的人,
all those who believe in him,
不光不再渴,
not only will they not thirst anymore. So that's why John chapter 1,
生命在他里头,
the life is in him.
到了第四章,
chapter 4,
生命就到了我们的里头,
the life comes into us.
因为这个生命活水在我们里面要成为一井的泉源,
because that life will become a well of water springing up to eternal life.
一直在那里涌流的,
it's springing up to eternal life.
但这个水要越来越大, 越来越大,
but that water will become greater and greater and greater.
到了第七章,
and chapter 7,
就流出活水的江,
will flow forth living water, rivers of living water.
我们的生命乃是 overflowing life, 是个洋溢的生命。
Our life ought to be an overflowing life.
什么叫洋溢的生命?
What does it mean an overflowing
life? 哪里有死亡?
Wherever there is death,
你看这个水就往哪里去?
That water goes that direction.
哪里有痛苦?
Wherever there's suffering,
这个水就往哪里去?
That water goes there.
告诉我东边有痛苦?
Tells me that there's suffering.
告诉我西边有苦难?
Tells me there's suffering in the west.
告诉我北边有眼泪?
That tells me there's the tears in the north.
不管在哪里,
no matter which way,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们这些人,
we,
从我们的腹中,
from our innermost being,
能流出活水的江,
will flow forth water springing up to eternal life.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
因着我们跟着圣灵的意,
because we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit,
羔羊无论往哪里去,
no matter where the lamb goes,
我们永远听见穹苍上面宝座那微小的声,
we always hear that still small voice from above the expanse.
那结果是什么结果?
What is the result?
你在地上,
when you're on earth,
你又在天上,
you're in heaven also.
这就是两栖的生命,
this is the amphibious life.
不光你看见了荣耀的天,
you not only saw the glorious heaven,
你有一个使命,
you have a mission,
因为有轮子的,
because you have wheels.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
你看无论什么地方,
no matter where we go,
我们把天堂就带到,
we bring heaven there.
但是不光如此,
but not only that,
我们的生命也是超越的生命,
our life is also transcendent life.
与基督一同坐在天上,
seated with Christ in the heavenly places,
从天降下,
we descend from heaven,
仍旧在天,
yet we're still in heaven. On the one hand, we're honored.
我们不是到深山，不是到修道院去,
we don't go to the monastery.
我们还是和人做朋友,
we're still friends with sinners.
但是君子之交淡如水,
but just like gentlemen as friends.
所以你看见吗? 是淡淡的做朋友,
so we're just very cordial
with our friends,
in order that we can win them to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
我们没有因着与世人在一起, 与世人认同的缘故,
it doesn't mean that because we identify with sinners,
好像我们就与这个世界认同的不是,
as if we identify with the world. No,
从天降下,
we descend from heaven yet still in heaven.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
我们虽然经过,
even though we go through this parched land, thank the Lord. We don't belong to this land.
感谢神,
thank God. Now you see the picture of Ezekiel.
给我们看见,
it shows us it's fulfilled in the Christ and the church. May the Lord speak to the depths of our hearts. We didn't have an opportunity to study the whole book of Ezekiel.
这是不可能的,
this is impossible.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
不等于以西结书的意象。
The vision of Ezekiel does not equate to what is the vision of the book of Ezekiel.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
所以这是个很大的挑战,
so this is a great challenge.
我们相信这是个好的开始,
we think this is a good beginning.
但如果你好好地把以西结读过来,
if you study the whole book of Ezekiel,
你就会明白神的旨意是什么,
you will understand what the purpose of God is.
感谢神,
thank God.
靠着他的恩典,
by his grace,
我们能够稍微看一点点, 明白一点点, 什么叫做神荣耀的心,
we can understand a little bit of what it means about the image of the glory of God.
我们好像懂了一点点什么叫做神的荣耀,
as if we understood a little bit about what the glory of God
我们的主耶稣荣耀
means. Our Lord Jesus Christ, glory.
神荣耀的光是照在耶稣基督的面上,
the glorious light of God was shining upon the face of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因着神的荣耀,
because of the glory of God,
在我们身上就产生了两栖的生活,
and because of the glory of God upon us, it creates the amphibious life.
我们在地上好像在天上,
we are on earth as if we're in heaven.
感谢神,
thank God.
天上人间两个天堂,
whether in heaven or on earth, there are two heavens.
你看神给我们的恩典何等的大,
what such grace that God has shown upon us. May we bow with a word of prayer.
主啊, 我们把这些话交在你的手里,
Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
我们真是觉得我们是瞎眼的人,
Lord, we feel that we are like blind men.
我们何等需要你开我们的眼睛,
how we need you to open our eyes.
但愿你真是把你自己启示在我们心里,
Lord, may you reveal yourself to us.
但愿给我们看见,
that you may show us,
每一个人一蒙恩得救,
that every time we're saved, we are living under an open heaven. You have given us such grace. May we see the face of Christ often. We may say that there is no cloud between our Savior and I. Lord, we confess our sins. We are sinners. Lord, forgive us. Lord, forgive us. You know that the life in sin is a tragic life. Even after we are saved, we leave you so, we've left you so far. Lord, that starting from today, that we may confess our sins. May we have fellowship with you. We feel that heaven is so near. We not just hear your voice, that by your grace, that your purpose, that your heaven, that we take your throne, and we may bring it to every corner of this world. We hear our prayer, Lord. May all glory and honor be unto you. We pray in Jesus' dear name.
Amen.
Amen.